Nashville SC, big game tonight against Montreal Impact, and we bring in friend of show, a rising superstar in this city and in this business. He covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean, our buddy Drake Hills. Drake, good morning, my man. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Should I say Lil John?
Lil John was taken, so I'll take Johnny Drama, Johnny Nashville, whatever.
Johnny Ice.
There you go. All right, we're on to something. Drake, if you can, bring us up to date on where Nashville SC is in terms of the playoff race before we talk about Montreal Impact.
Well, Nashville is right there where they want to be. They're a game in hand, which, of course, we talked about last time I came on the show. Obviously, with what Nashville SC had to go through in the MLS's back tournament in the summer, they've been one game behind the rest of the league, or should I say most of the league. So most of these teams have been, let's say they played 20 games mm-hmm. or 19 games, or they played 21 games. Right now, with Nashville SC, I mean, that helps out, right? I mean, you are going to be in a position where, let's say, you're going to have an extra step on someone. So the rest of the Eastern Conference, or should I say the majority of the Eastern Conference, has played 20 matches. Nashville SC has played 19. Montreal has already played their 20. So tonight will be their 21st, Montreal. And Nashville is already, at the number 8 spot. Now, mind you, 10 teams in the Eastern Conference specifically get into the playoffs. So securing a playoff spot, it's more than likely at this point. We've talked to some of the experts. You want to do all the math and see what are the probabilities. Nashville SC, Gary Smith has said 26 points is the magic number to secure a playoff spot. Right now,
right,
Nashville SC is at 25 points. So pretty much any positive result, whether a draw or a win against Montreal tonight, will secure Nashville SC's playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Now, of course, because it is an expanded playoff structure this season, there's a play-in round. So the first six teams in the Eastern Conference do not have to play in the play-in round. They go straight to the first round. Now, versus the taking a look at 7, 8, 9, and 10, those teams are going to end up getting the play-in round, and that's just an extra game of the playoffs.
Right.
And if you're Nashville SC, you don't necessarily, if you can get out of that, you most certainly can. And the way that they're going, I mean, why not, right? I mean, why push not just to secure a spot, but try to gun for that number 6 spot so that you can avoid playing round. Now, of course, let's say they do get a number 7 seed, right? Let's say they do jump and finish 7th in the Eastern Conference. They would secure a home match at Nissan Stadium. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
Drake, I know it's pretty rare for, first-year MLS teams to make the playoffs, right? Only 6 have done it before. Do I have that correct?
Well, Nashville would be the 6th team, possibly,
okay.
If
gotcha.
They do secure a playoff spot. So, the last two teams that have done it, John, have been, top-tier spending teams. So we're talking about one of, the big spenders of Major League Soccer in Atlanta United back in 2017. And, of course, mm-hmm. Los Angeles FC, LAFC, as we called him, or called them, I should say, in 2018. Those are the biggest spenders, or were the biggest spenders when they came into the league. Now, Nashville is quite different from them.
Mm-hmm.
And, before those two teams, the last team to have done it was over 10 years ago in Seattle Sounders in 2009.
Okay.
So if you are in that position, you're not just putting yourself to position to be successful in year one by your relative standards, but you're also setting yourself up for a pretty good trajectory in terms of your existence in Major League Soccer.
We're talking with Drake Hills, who covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean. And I guess the point I was trying to make is just the fact that given all those parameters, given what happened to this club and the disaster in Orlando where they had to leave the tournament because of COVID and, all the ups and downs and the season being paused and all that, for this organization to stick together both on and off the pitch to make the playoffs in year one, that's a major accomplishment, no?
Incredible. And, there have been some other teams, right? Colorado Rapids has had they just played this weekend for the first time since September. They hadn't played all October due to several coronavirus tests. And there have been some other teams as well, a lot of setbacks. But as you mentioned, John, I think Nashville has been in a unique and unfortunate situation where they probably have faced the most adversity in all of Major League Soccer, starting even before the season and going until now. And it certainly would be a tremendous feat for not only just Nashville FC as a club, but also its supporters and really growing the sport in Middle Tennessee.
Well, I've been reading here about the Montreal Impact's manager really had some high praise for Nashville SC. Likes their fighting spirit, likes the way they play D. Is that legit, or is he just working an angle here, as we like to do in the wrestling world?
Well, I think there's probably a little bit of a middle ground there.
Okay.
I would say he's certainly lenient. You know, I think he certainly knows that there are some holes that he can poke at in terms of Nashville SC's flaws. However, I also think Thierry Henry. Yes, we are talking about Thierry Henry, you know, probably one of the best players in the previous generation, and you know, obviously has a global brand, playing in Europe and won a World Cup with France. Listen, I mean, Montreal is wishing that they could be the defensive side that Nashville can be. I mean, just looking at their past couple of games, some of the goals that they gave up, they lost 3-1 to New York City FC over the weekend, and you know, that was, you know, at least one of those goals, if not two, were goals that you would never see Nashville SC give up. Just the way that Gary Smith, coach for Nashville, has set the team up. And I think Montreal is certainly not as experienced in the league. They have a 19-year-old center back. They have some new MLS guys that have come from other countries that are still getting used to the league. They don't have that structure that Nashville has. So, you know, that certainly, I think Thierry Henry is probably a little bit truthful in that regard, but I also think he's trying to strategize and kind of play a little bit of a mental game as well.
Okay, good. It's good to know, because, I mean, he was just effusive with his praise, and I was like, all right, you know, me being a wrestling guy, you know, I'm like, all right, is this an angle, or is he legit with this?
I also don't speak French, unfortunately. maybe I missed something.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, of course, you know, Thierry's he's an eloquent guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He speaks, I believe, 3 or 4 languages. But, you know, I talked to him in English, of course. But, you know, obviously there was a huge contingent of Francophone reporters. And so maybe there were some critiques there. We don't know. But we'll have to see what happens tonight and how he lines up Montreal against Nashville.
You're going to have to get that Rosetta Stone and write it off so you can learn some French. We're talking with
something, man. Duolingo or something.
Drake Hills is our guest from the Tennessee, and he covers Nashville SC. Drake, you know, this Nashville SC club has been playing so much better since they've gotten healthier, and I know they've went out and acquired some players. What's the one thing you can point to as to why this team has played better really since September?
I just think it's time, John. Like, I've been trying to think about it a little bit more. Maybe it's the additions of Alex Mouille. Maybe it's the addition of Yonder Cadiz, obviously, as we've talked about before, big Venezuelan central striker coming from Europe, who he's had success in Europe. Maybe it's guys like that. Maybe it's player additions. Maybe it is more training, right? Because we take a look at August and September. You know, their schedule was pretty much you go play, you maybe do a recovery session the morning after the game. Then you do a game planning session, and then you play again. And that was pretty much the repetition for the end of the summer. And now that we're in the back end of the season in the fall, it just seems like, you know, maybe it's a combination of things, but I certainly think the biggest is time. And look, Hani Mukhtar is you know, he's dealing with a couple of knocks right now. He's not 100% healthy.
Yeah.
But when he's been in the side alongside Randall Leao, another technical player that is probably one of the best skilled players for Nashville. I mean, I think it's just them getting acclimated to living in the U.S., playing in the U.S., getting used to their teammates. I think all of these things come into play.
Yeah, expand on that a little bit if you can. You know, these guys that come over from Europe and these other countries, it's an adjustment coming over to this country and playing soccer in terms of, you know, they don't get a lot of notoriety as they do in other countries. And, you know, I don't know, you can tell me, you can say better than me, what the style is coming over to the United States, but what kind of adjustment is it for these European players and Southern Hemisphere players and these players, you know, these international players to come to the United States to play soccer professionally?
Well, just looking at a lot of the South American players, right? I mean, that is really what is becoming the gold mine of young talent for Major League Soccer in the U.S. is recruiting a lot of these 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old, you know, Argentinians, you know, Hondurans, mm-hmm. Venezuelans, Brazilians, a lot of these young and up-and-coming talents who maybe are trying to find some middle ground to say, hey, maybe instead of, you know, playing in Argentina until I'm 25 to get a move to Europe, maybe I can leave Argentina at 19, go to MLS, play 3 or 4 seasons, and become that top guy so I can go to Europe after.
Sure.
And what you're seeing is, you know, instead of those bringing in those veteran guys who are probably more well-rounded, you're seeing a lot of these guys who are coming in, like a Randall Leal, who came in at 22. You know, he's a guy who's used to, you know, he's playing in Costa Rica, in his home country. It's all technical play. It's a lot of skill, a lot of you know, technicality, a lot of tactic, a lot of, you know, being finesse. And you come to Major League Soccer, and it's a little bit of that, but it's more of the physical and the grind and the intensity of the game, which is probably a little bit more familiar in the English game and the British game with you go to Scotland or if you go to the English Premier League and leagues like that. So, I mean, there's a little bit of adjustment in the style of play and the way the managers and coaches here in the U.S. are training players, how they administer, how they oversee the club. And so it's a little bit of a difference right there, right, is the actual gameplay. And then,
sure,
of course, it's the culture. You're going from a Latin culture to, you know, more of a, you know, Anglo culture, right? I mean, the mm-hmm. just the American, you know, style of things. And, of course, MLS is still very much a soccer niche. You know, it's a niche sport, but it's still very much American in how they do things administratively.
And right.
So you have to take a look at, you know, the lifestyle, the stuff that's off the field that has an impact as well. So, you know, Hani Mukhtar, he came in at 24 years old. He's 25 now. Randall Leal came in at 22 years old. He's 23 now. I mean, those two players, I mean, Hani, he's coming from Denmark, which is still maybe not as technical as South American style of play, but it's still different from MLS. And so those two top players from Nashville, I think they're still, you know, learning, but I think they're finally getting on.
Drake Hills is our guest from the Tennessean. What about Walker Zimmerman? Been getting a lot of love on Twitter and in the media for what a great defensive year he's had. What has he meant to this club as they've kind of, you know, grown from the start of the season to where they are now?
You know, Walker Zimmerman is the rock. Right? He's the rock at the back, and I think he's also a rock in the team. You can say that about Dax McCarty as well.
Sure.
Because, you know, 14, going on 15 years in Major League Soccer, and that certainly helps as your captain in Dax McCarty. But Walker Zimmerman, when he is in the side, he is your rock. He is the guy who's going to win every header. He's the leader. He's probably one of the most skilled defenders, if not the most skilled defender. He is the closest to a sure shot in the U.S. men's national team that Nashville SC has right now. All of those things really add to him being the rock for Nashville. So you got to hope that he's 100% healthy. I mean, he wasn't in the side just a couple of games ago. He returned last week. But, you know, you got to hope that he is going to be a true help going forward as we go into the playoffs, because keep in mind, the Supporters Shield, which is pretty much, you know, the regular season champ, right, in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, being at the top of the table. For the past three, he has been involved in two. So that's a pretty good setup, right? He's won two Supporters Shields in the past 3 years.
Wow, amazing stuff. And finally, Drake, what should we be looking for in tonight's game? You mentioned Montreal's a young team, but they're kind of fighting for their playoff lives too, correct?
Right. I mean, they're only one spot below Nashville. So you've got in this 10-bracket Eastern Conference, you've got Nashville at number 8. You got Montreal at number 9. So lots of implications there. And not only that, but it's probably going to say something about the play-in seeding as well, because it's not just about making the playoffs. It's about getting the best position in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. Get your plugs in, my man. How can people keep up with you?
All right, Johnny Ice, man. Just let them know, man. Live like Drake on Twitter. We've heard the candy corn jokes. We've heard the...
Halloween's the right around the corner, man. You stocked up on your candy corn? Right. You ready to go?
Listen, I'm going to bring that because, of course, Nashville plays that day. They play that night. So Halloween night against Chicago Fire at home. I mean, I'm going to get my candy corn ready. But before, of course, as we talked about, Nashville FC Montreal Impact tonight. So that's going to be maybe a chance to get a couple of candy corn. But yes, live like Drake on Twitter. even if you're more the old school type, Drake.Hills@Tennessean.com. I mean, I'm always talking about Nashville FC and even Major League Soccer or just soccer in general.
It's good stuff, man. Once this COVID crap is over, we're gonna hang out, man. We're gonna hit Broadway. I'm gonna introduce you to all my friends. We're gonna grab some food, maybe at the Southern Steak and Oyster. I just feel for you, man, because this city has a lot to offer for someone like you, and this COVID stuff is putting a damper in it. But once we get back to normal, man, we're gonna have a good time. I promise you that.
Yeah, no doubt. I got a little bit of a taste. They put me on the NASCAR flow of things back in January for the championship weekend. So mm-hmm. I was out there with, burnout on Broadway and all these other events. So I got a little bit of a taste, I got to make sure, I'm certainly not going to go in no honky tonk. I'll tell you that. the lights are nice and everything, but I'm a food guy. Y'all keep the other stuff, but I'll go for the food. I'm a foodie.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, there's some great restaurants that we will take you to and show you around. But as always, man, always appreciate you coming on. Always appreciate the soccer knowledge, and enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, John.